Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Good job, Darren, but I can't move!
So close. So far.
I managed to get my hand in between its fangs.
You having a conversation with it?
Just eat it!
That's gonna miss.
Biologically, how do these spiders work up here?
I think I'll avoid the flaming spheres.
Will we scare them?
I'm gonna do it, okay? I'm gonna do it.
I'm excited to see what the article says.
What? What are you talking about? It goes with his eyes.
Hoshnag!
I'm surprised you haven't run away, you arachnid beast. That's all right.
Doran answers himself, and he says, it was a rhetorical question.
Nice.
That's good.
I learned the word rhetorical recently.
Welcome back to Dice Shame. This is episode 146, Return to the Charge.
MVP this week is Amelia Arrowand, who said they've been binging Dice Shame pretty hard over the last 2 weeks, and they are missing D&D. Hope you find a group, Amelia, and thank you so much for the kind words.
Thanks, Amelia. Fan Expo is August 25th to 28th, and we are going to be there. Experience the largest comics, sci-fi, horror, anime, and gaming event in Canada. 4 days of citywide events, family-friendly attractions, and world-renowned celebrities await you in the glamorous and exciting city of Toronto. Join us at the convention as we represent Dice Shame, Malevolent, and Invictus. We're excited to be organizing some fan meetups and other events. Stay tuned for more details in the coming weeks on our Discord, but book your travel plans and buy your tickets now. Early bird prices are available until August 10th.
come on out and meet us.
Yeah, can't wait to see everyone.
All right, shall we do this?
Yeah, let's play some D&D.
Oh!
After a mid-combat icy cave-in, your party is split and surrounded on all sides by aggressive frost spiders. Jack and Kraloth plummeted down through the ice into the spider tunnels below, while Doran and Red are trying to hold it down back up on the surface. Red, it's your turn. You see that Doran is dispatching spiders down on the ground.
Good job, Doran, but I can't move!
What are you going to do?
Get out of there.
Take 1d4 frosty damage or
yes,
something,
you
right?
You are. So you take 1d4 frost damage. That's 2 cold damage.
And I'm going to use my action to escape.
Yeah, so you can make a strength check if you like.
Or I can attack it.
That's right.
Is it just a DC to hit?
What weapon are you going to use?
My kitty cat claws.
Okay, Rawr. So you're going to have to make an attack roll against the webbing.
Easy.
And then roll damage against the webbing as well, because it has an AC and hit points.
Now, since the creature hasn't attacked me yet, can I have advantage on attacking it?
Absolutely not.
Good try.
The webs, they haven't done anything yet.
And I'm offended you've even asked me.
I don't think they're a creature.
Can I use my sharpshooter? No. That's an 18.
Hunter's
All
mark.
Right, you hit the webbings.
Yeah, Red slashes at the webs with his claws and breaks out of the webbing. Ha! Ah! That's better. And for my second attack, I pull my bow out and I fire at the jerks below.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use a bursting arrow this time, like I should have last time, to blow them up.
Now, is it every creature within 10 feet?
Correct. And I'm going to use my inspiration.
Ooh, nice. You boys are burning through it today. I like that.
That's going to be a 19 to hit.
Yes.
Perfect. So I'm going to shoot my arrow into the one at the back. Is the one at the back been wounded before?
It has.
Perfect.
It's leaking a little bit of icy blue spider goop. Mm.
Icy blue goo.
Everything I say, Kraloth is like, that sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. He's really icy unlocked a new goo. Level of
like in a slushy.
Perfect.
Like those blue icies that you get at the cinema.
It's basically antifreeze.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Delicious.
Delicious, delicious antifreeze.
You guys ever tried antifreeze?
No, can't say I have, actually.
It's so good.
Yeah?
Oh, nice. Guys, you gotta try it.
I'm just kidding.
So the one at the back takes 27 damage.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it just dies.
It explodes! And the one next to it takes 4 force damage.
Awesome.
And then Red is gonna run away.
Where are you going to run, Red?
I'm going to slide down 10 feet to the north and then head the remaining 30 feet to the northeast.
Excellent.
To try to get as much distance as I can between me and these crawly critters.
Jack, you hear this explosion up above and you know that Red is going nutso with the arrows.
Yeah, I look at the icicles fall down from the roof and the structure of this cavern and get nervous for a minute with the explosions.
Yeah, it's looking a little bit hairy in here.
Spider hair. Yeah.
Spider hairy.
Love the idea.
There are 2 spiders, one on either side of you, and your back is to this open corridor. Who knows what is coming down the corridor towards you.
I motion for my flaming sphere to ram into the spider that it just singed.
Mm-hmm.
Moves forward with the force of my mind, and can you make me a dexterity saving throw, please?
I will do so. 9.
9. So that's... Yeah, so it's only 2 fire damage as this thing starts to burn away at the hair and singe its back hide. But Jack reaches out with a spell and starts to toll the dead, trying to pull this thing's soul into the smoke as it evaporates. And it can make me a wisdom save now.
Okay. Nope. 6.
All right. Let's see.
You have 1 more bad roll and it's... That's it.
21.
Nice.
21 damage?
Yeah.
Wow. Nice. Good one.
1.
The creature is just barely holding on.
Get it, girl.
Nice. Good job.
So I am going to move also. dashing.
You got to move it.
Dashing through the snow in a nice cave far below.
All right. It's the spiders' turns. They are each going to... Well, the first one is going to... Doesn't want to end its turn next to your sphere. Is that correct?
It does not want to end its turn there or it will be burned.
Well, I don't know if it's long for this world anyway. So it's going to make a last desperate bite at you. 24 to hit.
Come on, it bite.
Yeah, that'll hit.
6 piercing damage. Ow. Make a constitution saving throw.
Don't want to fail. 14.
All right, nice. You're fine.
Ow, don't want to fail.
And it's... companion spider, its best friend.
My best friend in the whole wide
also
world.
Also bites you.
If we could just do this, we'll... Oh, the adventures, let's bite them.
That's an 18 to hit you.
It would hit, but I managed to get my hand in between its fangs in time, and this like bubble of force pushes it off to the side.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And its fangs are like... like around your shield.
That, like, dripping venom right on, mm-hmm. onto the hand, on, just stopped by the shield to roll off to the side like water on a duck's back.
Awesome. And then it kind of moves to like impede your escape almost as its friend, or perhaps to get away from the fire as its friend singes and burns up directly next to this ball of flame.
Yeah.
Meanwhile... Kraloth, you are hunkered down in between 3 spiders that are all just snapping and biting at you.
So they're all going to do wisdom saves?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. 3, a 13, and a 9.
All right. They're all going to take another 16 points of damage.
Okay.
As the spirit guardians wisp all around.
I think with that, 2 of them will... flee from your presence, looking for easier prey. Who knows where they'll find it?
I'm going to take my attack of opportunity.
Sure, yeah.
So with that,
go for
Kraloth
it.
Swings his mace at this this spider.
Great.
Good.
14 to hit.
Do it!
Yeah, fine. Do whatever you want.
14
Do
hits.
It now.
Exactly.
See if I care.
All right.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
His best friend just
died.
I don't
care if you kill my spiders.
And it's going to take 8 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh, ooh. So close, but not quite enough.
Oh, no.
So close, yet so far.
And it scampers away, limping off into the tunnel.
You should chase it down.
I might.
Chase it down.
As does its companion. Meanwhile,
scamper.
The final spider that's right beside you tries to bite through your defenses. And I rolled a 7 to hit you.
That's a miss.
All right.
He looks calm and ready.
Up top on the surface, we have 2 spiders across the crevasse from Doran. One of them can reach out and bite you, and so it tries its best.
Reach out and bite
Cracks
him.
Cracks die.
Do, 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 do,
right.
do,
15 do, do. To hit you, Doran.
That's gonna miss.
The other one launches itself across this abyss and lands on the rock beside you.
Jumping ice spiders. Yikes.
The worst kind. Yeah, it's only a 14 to hit you.
And with that, I'm going to use my riposte.
Oh, do it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a 24 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Doing 15 points of damage to that one on the rock.
So it doesn't even make it to the rock. As the spider jumps across the crevasse at you, in midair, Orc Splitter cleaves through it and these spider parts fall down into the abyss.
Hey,
they
watch
just
it.
Rain down on Jack and they sizzle and burn up in the flames.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's like this dead thud as these like limbs hit the ground.
And they're still like moving. They're like twitching and stuff.
Blah!
All right. Finally, the one spider that's super far away from Red still wants to eat you.
Bring it on, dummy!
It can't reach you with a web, so it's just going to try to chase you down. Red, from across this little like bowl area in the snow, the spider's legs are just kicking up snow everywhere as it charges you in fury.
They must have claws they can spread out like snowshoes. Like, these things got to be horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking this down? I'm just while you're down in the pits.
Yeah,
Jack?
I mean, I've only happened to have some legs land feet up right in front of me recently, still twitching, just to see all of the articulations on those claws, and my mind can't help but look at them and think, you know, biologically, how do these spiders work up here?
Jack's like mid battle, and he's like, "Hey, look at that foot! I tell you, that padding is like really meant to be, you know, walking on snow."
What happens next, Kraloth? You've got one spider trying to snap at your defenses.
Yeah, Kraloth is going to turn away from this spider, and he's going to try to walk and follow the other two spiders down the path, and he'll take the attack of opportunity.
It's going to bite at you.
It's going to bite me.
Natural 20.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm going to...
With my orange and yellow dice that I was considering getting rid of.
No kidding.
Look at that, hot and cold.
So regular damage.
Regular damage, yep.
You're hot, then you're cold.
Max damage, which is a paltry 11.
Okay.
And you have to make a constitution saving throw.
All right, I will do that.
Oh, man.
That is going to be 15.
God, that felt good.
Hey.
You succeed. You're doing fine.
All right. And then I'll do my concentration. Okay. And then that's going to be 12 for concentration. So I'm good.
Yeah. Half of the damage or greater than 10.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kraloth, you are free to go.
Kraloth continues his movement and he moves through this narrow hallway.
Mm-hmm. As you move through the narrow hallway, you see the flickering light of fire coming from somewhere deeper within the tunnels, and you hear the retreating skitters of the spiders as you move.
And as he sees those two spiders up ahead,
Kraloth
turns around, and he's going to cast Sacred Flame on the spider that he left behind.
All right.
Has to do a dexterity saving throw.
8.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it is going to take 13 points of damage.
All right. Just you look back over your shoulder and you shoot this ray of spiritual energy, and you don't even have to verify to see that the spider, it just screams and its soul leaves its body and its legs all crunch up and it falls to the floor dead.
Perfect.
Doran, what do you do?
Doran sees the last spider that's surrounding him across this small bit of crevice. And this is the one that's missing the front legs. He, you know, overreaches again. And you know, at this point, he's like, "I'm surprised you haven't run away, you arachnid beast."
You having a conversation with it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It answers back.
What's your name?
That's going to hit with a 24 again.
It is.
Doing another 14 points of damage.
Mm-hmm. The spider doesn't have a chance to answer your polite discussion because it dies.
That's all right. Doran answers himself. And he says, "It was a rhetorical question."
That's good. I learned the word rhetorical recently.
With that, I think Doran hollers down the crevice. Jack, you're still alive down there.
Yeah, only a little bit up.
I'm coming down.
Okay, don't land on the flaming sphere.
And Doran kind of, I think I'll miss it. Doran leaps down butt first.
I think I'll avoid the flaming sphere.
Good choice.
This could be a dangerous drop for you.
Really, eh?
You're jumping 50 feet down.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. It's that high.
These guys were afforded a softer landing because they were falling in and amongst the snow. I mean, you're a hero. You can do whatever you want, but...
True.
Could you slide down the side? The wall?
Actually,
of the
funny
crevice?
Enough, that's exactly what I was thinking. I think I've got...
Oh, axe in the wall to...
I don't know if I want to do that to my axe. Doran's like pride in his weapon. He doesn't want to drag that thing through the ice. It's going to dull it.
She's magic.
I mean, metal armor that you cleave through, no problem, versus a bunch of snow.
Yeah, but that's got a purpose. Yeah, Doran's
going
to use
his axe. Yeah, saving Jack has no purpose. There's no reason to get down here. It's fine. I'll be fine, Doran. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to do it, okay? I'm going to do it.
This is
going to
be the time where Joe says, "Okay, you slide down. It looks real cool, but your axe breaks. It was too much damage."
Yeah.
Your legendary artifact, your intelligence.
All right, okay, let me get to it. Doran's going to jump down the crevice. He looks down and he sees that it's quite a ways down, but he sees that the walls of the crevice are like, you know, this like sort of thick but falling apart-y ice. And he figures if he jumps down this with his axe kind of jabbed into the wall, and because of the size of the space, maybe if it even puts himself up against the other side of the wall, he can kind of like ease himself down a little bit easier than just a straight drop.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to attempt.
I want you to roll either an athletics check or an acrobatics check, your choice.
Oh.
To accomplish this without taking damage.
All right.
Or breaking orc splitter.
Regardless, you are choosing to jump down the hole now.
Doran chooses to down the hole. And that's going to be a 15.
For athletics?
Athletics, yeah.
Okay. Doran, you leap down into the hole heroically, plunging orc splitter into the side of the crevasse. She manages to slow you down some, but not enough, because as you reach the top of the cavern, there's no more snow to hold on to.
Yeah.
And you plummet some 20 feet, taking 19 bludgeoning damage as you fall prone.
Clang.
Oh my God, Doran committed suicide!
What was that?
I just saw him jump off a 50-foot drop.
You all right,
directly
Doran?
Beside Jack. Jack, you just hear,
I'm here to see
plump.
And like some bumbling otherworldly Santa Claus, I come tumbling down the chimney. You know, lose my footing.
All right, Doran, you get inspiration.
Hey, inspiration.
There's an
good job.
Worth it.
I tumble down into this pit, landing right on my ass. And my ass takes all of the damage. And I'm like, oh, and he kind of stands up and holds his tailbone and he kind of jumps around a few times. But I'm able to catch myself quick enough and still I've got movement.
You do. You have half your movement.
Doran moves right beside Jack face to face with this clearly injured spider.
I'm here. I did it. And he attacks the spider.
You did do it, Doran. Thanks for joining me.
With a dirty 20.
Oof.
Excellent.
Doing 15 points of damage.
Yeah, great job.
And cleaves his axe into the face, taking off maybe one of the mandibles. One of the
cool.
What are they called?
Pedipalps are different than mandibles, but
patapalps.
Would you like to cleave off a pedipalp or
actually
a
with this he takes
I'll
off
different
both
mechanics.
Of the left side of the pedipalps and the mandible of the spider's face.
Those were its favorite pedipalps.
No,
he was a lefty.
Left
Red, meanwhile, you watch Doran as he just launches himself down the icy crevasse, and you are alone on the surface being charged by an ice spider.
Oh my God, Doran! What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm going to attack this spider. That would be a 23 to hit.
It does.
29 damage.
Ooh.
Nice.
Still standing?
Yes.
I attack it again.
Do it.
23 to hit.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
23 damage.
Yeah,
Red. This spider gets to within 10 feet of you, and then pew, pew, one after the other, you fire two arrows into its body, and it keels over twitching.
Suck him down, Red says, and then he heads over to the edge of the crevasse. Doran, are you alive?
I am.
Oh, thank God.
We both are.
Oh, is Jack down there too? All right.
Jack, it's your turn.
Jack spins around twice like he's doing the hammer throw. And on the last time, that momentum seems to be transferred into the flaming sphere that rolls wide around the cavern and slams itself into this spider.
Oh.
Cool.
Narrowly missing Doran.
I love that. Doran's on one side hacking at the spider, and then this fiery ball just rolls right beside you directly into the spider. 22?
That'll do it. So it'll be half of 5 damage.
All right.
Yeah. And then I...
Just pull out your dagger and be like...
Oh, that's the least effective thing for Jack to do.
I know.
But he will pull out Dazan's wand and trace the Ild rune in the air and try and hit this thing with a firebolt.
Okay.
22.
That hits.
For 14 more fire damage.
Perfect. The creature catches fire and you hear his spider screams echoing in the cavern as he burns up.
Now we're cooking.
That's right. And then I'm going to step away from the very warm flaming spear.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Doran. Meanwhile, down the corridor, you hear the sounds of Kraloth hunting down and exterminating spider after spider as he clears his way towards you, Jack.
Poor spiders.
I picture Kraloth coming around the side, like covered in guts, just like, hey.
Just call me Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah, the last two spiders just get eaten up by the spirit guardians.
Awesome.
Nice.
Kraloth rounds the corner. Oh, you all right, Jack?
In one piece.
Are you all right, Doran? Why are you grabbing your butt?
No, I'm fine. I landed on my butt when I fell down this shaft. And let me tell you.
A little dent on that magic armor of yours. You should buff that right out.
I'm going to. It's poking. Not comfortable.
Red, you all right up there?
Hello down there. I got a rope. I'm lowering it down.
Well, Red's back up. Yeah.
And Red starts lowering down a rope that he's tied off to a nearby rock.
Now let's get out of here. We got a place to be.
And after you pull your friends up out of the crevasse, you look to the north and you see it there. The Eye of the Allfather, maybe 2 hours' journey away. You've almost reached your destination. Deep in the mountains at the spine of the world, shrouded by a mantle of snow and ice, a stone dragon is frozen mid-flight. Icicles cling to its open wings, hang from the hissing mouth like tendrils of saliva. The party toils below it, struggling through the drifts of the mountain pass. Small moving spots of color, insects in comparison with the enormous statue. They pass beyond, onward to the chasm, past which the Eye of the Allfather darkly waits. And as they disappear from view, the eyes of the statue begin to glow with blue flame.
No, that's no good.
But don't worry about any of that right now. I'm sure it's nothing.
It'll be fine.
What's that? What's it called when the audience knows something that the actors don't?
Dramatic irony.
Mm-hmm. Dramatic irony.
Mm-hmm.
So am I understanding there is like a huge ice statue of a dragon?
We passed the one before.
A stone statue. Yeah.
Stone.
But I detected no magic on it when we went by it the first time.
That's right. Oh. You detected no magic.
Okay. I'm following you here.
Freshly victorious after your bout with the ice spiders, the Nightstone Four bravely makes their way through the final mountain pass. Your party comes upon a sight you have seen before, the entrance to the Eye of the Allfather. An icy stone causeway spans the chasm whose cliff sides drop down more than 1,000 feet. And beyond that, the domed entrance held by soaring pillars of stone.
It's good to be home.
Oh, I knew we were close based on that giant dragon statue.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to forget that thing.
That ugly one with the really ugly face?
Well, dragons are ugly, yeah. I mean, really, look at them.
I don't know. There's something pretty majestic.
Well, I suppose it's the experiences you have with them. I consider them to be very ugly. I mean, I grew up with them.
Fair.
Looking down over the side of this chasm, Doran's just like, oh, it really makes you feel like small.
Yeah.
Well, even smaller than you, you know, smaller, bigger than me, but small.
Smaller than normal is what you mean.
Yeah.
Smaller than the average normal.
Is it fair to say that at some point during the last encounter, or after the last encounter where the ice fell from below our feet, that Kraloth was like, I don't know if having a necklace that gives me 0 initiative instead of -1 initiative is more useful than having a
balloon jetpack,
levitating backpack of balloons.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, yeah, you want to reattune to your magic items on the
travel? I think that at some point during this journey, maybe even right at that statue, Kraloth during a break at that statue, Kraloth took out his balloon backpack and put that back on and took out this necklace and said, hey, anybody want this? And all the like googly eyes are like, you know, shifting.
Mm.
Plus one to initiative.
Oh, I could use an extra little leg up if nobody else wants a... You know,
Doran, you're not that short. Jeez.
Well, I
Stop
just mean
feeling so self-conscious.
No. I mean,
he's pretty short, Red.
I know he's short. I'm trying to lie to him.
Make better use of my words.
You're short.
I'm lying to him, Kraloth.
You should just accept it. Embrace it. You're short.
Oh, never mind. I think he wants the thing you're offering.
Oh, yeah. You want the thing?
Yeah. It'll give me an advantage, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Here you go. Try it on.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, it suits you.
It looks ridiculous on you. Kraloth, don't be so evil.
What? What are you talking about? It goes with his eyes. All those eyes on it.
It matches the fact that he also has eyes.
Exactly.
Style.
What's that necklace called?
It is called the Necklace Ocular.
Thank you.
The Necklace kind of Oculus on the nose, Rift. Isn't it?
I'm making note of my items that I have, you know?
Like so,
wow.
Doran, you are attuned to now three items, correct?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Orc Splitter,
yeah.
The ring, and your
necklace.
Well, let's get going. I don't know why, but I feel like I should hug everyone for one last time.
Oh, one last time. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe it'd be a good idea. Just, I'm feeling kind of superstitious right now. But also, who knows what's going to happen when we get these giant artifacts back. It seems like the kind of place where, I don't know, what we might run into another one of those giant centipedes or something like that. So I'm going to cast Aid as a level 4.
But Harshnag's been there. There's no reason to fret.
I hope Harshnag would have taken care of most of those.
Yeah, don't worry about it, Kraloth.
Well, here, take some extra HP anyway, so everybody gets plus 15 HP to their hit point maximum.
Nice.
Also, remember that you got the plus 3 HP from your treats.
Treat.
Your treats. You got another plus 3 hit points for your treats. While we were at the dragon statue, Kraloth was busy preparing some... frost lichen...
Like a treat that you
compote.
Compote. I didn't remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
I'm getting attacked. I need to spread this compote on my wound.
No, you eat it, Doran.
What? Okay, let me just eat this. Does anyone have any crackers?
Just imagining.
Just eat it. I can't eat it without crackers. It's compote.
It's like being chased by a fireball. He's like,
I'm just
your compote, Doran.
I'm just imagining you knowing that you need those extra HP and that you have to eat it, but you really don't want to eat it, but you have to eat it.
Yeah,
but so good for you. Oh, but
we
it's
got
so bitter.
Doran to like broccoli.
Well, you're lucky Kraloth has the chef feet, which is the only reason why you get the HP in the first place.
So. Yeah.
That's right. So nice. It has to taste good mechanically. Nice.
No matter what, it's going to taste good.
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys are now fully short rested and buffed, and you swapped out all your magic items, and you probably summoned Kieran back or whatever.
Yeah, we'll take the time to do that.
And now you are, again, standing before this icy stone causeway, looking down into the chasm, looking across the causeway at the pillared entrance of the Eye of the Allfather.
Mm.
And Kraloth looks down the chasm and says... I'm sure glad I put my backpack back on.
Yeah, you'd hate to fall all the way down there, that's for sure.
Yeah. Good luck with that necklace, Doran.
Yeah, thank you. I wish I had a backpack with balloons in it, but...
Okay.
The deep pits don't scare me.
Anyway, let's go. And Red takes the lead.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what the Oracle says when we bring these artifacts back.
So is this the end? Have we figured out the ordering then?
I think so.
I think this will tell us where more of those conch shells are, and then when we get those, we can teleport to somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then when we each have one, we blow it, and then we can appear somewhere.
Somewhere
important to the giants, and presumably that will help us figure out the ordinary.
Probably Golden Fields.
Doran takes up the rear of the party.
Mm. What time is it out there, Jack? I can't tell with all the clouds.
Well, we left the ice spiders at midday. It's been a couple hours from there.
Okay. Late afternoon-ish?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get too precise. I've been trying to dial that back a little bit.
It's 4 o'clock. Whoa.
Yeah, I had a conversation with him and asked him not to be specific anymore because it was driving me up the wall. I'm all about moods, so if he's vague, it's my fault. Anyway, Hashnag, Red says and starts walking deep in.
You pass through into the giant-sized hall, the battlement ledges to your right and left looking down on you. Unlike the first time you visited here, nothing moves in the shadows. No voices from the end of the hall.
Mm.
It seems that you are alone.
Huh. Mm. Wonder where Hashi is. Maybe he's in the Oracle room.
Remember the big, you know, up there? And Doran points up to the shelves, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, I would just keep an eye out for, you know, ambushes from up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we did to the people last time we were here.
Yeah. Getting an awkward feeling. I'm going to spend a moment, and I'm going to drop to my knees, and I'm going to do my primeval awareness to see if there's any humanoids or giants within a 5-mile radius.
Ooh.
Smarty pants.
That's a good move.
Uh-huh.
Good move, Red.
There is one giant within a 5-mile radius located
Harshnag.
Just... Probably.
Quiet, Kraloff, I can't hear.
Sorry. It's the lichen.
Located to the north and west of you.
Red pops back up. Yeah, there's one giant to the northwest of us, so I guess Arshnag's waiting for us.
Perfect. Mm.
And so Doran's just going to keep an eye out for anything that looks different from the last time we came.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
You walk through the long corridor, and again, everything is giant-sized in this temple, built for giants by giants. So this grand hall is exhausting just to make your way there. And the steps that lead up to these massive double doors are 8 to 10 feet tall. So you scramble up them together, you know,
right,
holding down your arms, creating human ladders, etc., and make your way up to these 30-foot tall granite doors. You recall they are covered in images of giant gods in battle, but they've been left open a crack, or what would amount to a crack for a giant, but you could shimmy through as small folk. The opening's about a foot wide.
Squeeze on through.
To the other side.
Squeeze on through to the other side.
And Red heads through first. Doran, I looked around. No humanoids, no giants. 5 miles, boys. We're fine.
Right.
What about giant serpent things that eat you at almost two?
If there's a giant serpent thing that eats us, Hashnag is either already dead, which means we stand no chance, or Hashnag killed it.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's been living here for a while. I'm
just saying, there's more to be worried about than humans and giants.
Yeah. Red waves you off and heads through.
Do you think that these giants, their mothers named them Scorious Stone Bones?
Hmm.
Well, I'm going to guess their father had something to do with it.
The All-Father?
Anam,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like the name Memnor.
You like that name?
I do.
Did you name your kid Memnor?
I'm really impressed with the way you guys have remembered
we
all of these.
I believe that Doran remembers that name.
I feel like they're like written on plaques,
like these
or
aren't
something.
There right now.
They're
not.
Oh, plaques,
there's no plaques. Remember, sure, that was a whole issue why because we didn't know anything.
Jack did learn them at some point, I think. But
yeah, well, it was in that.
Remember Thrym?
No.
Yeah, he's just been talking about this so much that everybody else has really internalized the name of all these.
No. Kieran taught me this in our giant lessons.
Oh, that makes sense.
Scorious Stone Bones is woof woof. Wagtail, woof woof.
Wow.
Thrym is Strawn Mouse. Oh, I don't even want to get into Strawn Mouse.
I like his music.
Yeah, yes. Strawn Mouse 5.
That's Strawn amazing Mouse. That you remember all these giant names.
These enormous statues dominate this room, and much is as you remember it from your first visit. Though you note that none of the 60-foot tall giant figures hold their weapons any longer.
Oh. Huh.
Mm.
The door at the east end of the hall is filled with glowing mist that billows and churns within the bounds of the archway, and runes glow on the floor at the base of the portal. Doors lead to the north and south. You remember the fight with a giant centipede creature in the dining hall was to the south,
mm-hmm,
and the rolling ball trap and the giant guest rooms were to the north.
I remember both of those quite well.
I guess our friend took one of the guest rooms to sleep in. They were chilly after all.
Mm-hmm.
And Red heads north.
I wonder where all those weapons went, but it's kind of convenient because maybe we just have to take all the artifacts and put them where they belong in the giant's hands.
What?
Does that make sense?
I think we just want to bring them back to the Oracle, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah,
just the Oracle?
We need to find Harshnag, get this portal open for us, and
he's just up here, guys. Come on. And Red skips.
Sure.
All right, Red, lead the way.
Doran just kind of looks at Kraloth and shrugs, like we're both the most clueless of the party.
Mm-hmm. And yet knew two giant names. You're like, we don't know what's going on. But also, men, nor, and stone bones.
I'm telling you, Kieran is a great teacher.
Of history, too.
For me.
Not just...
I mean, knows the names. When you're trying to learn giant, you want to read giant-y texts and things. And there it tend to be about.
Yeah, and Red heads through the doors to the north.
Mm-hmm. Accurately, Red, you assess Harshnag's position in this one of these guest rooms, I guess partially through intuition and partially because of your freaking ranger skills.
Uh-huh.
As you open up these giant-sized double doors, you hear the low, familiar rumble of Harshnag's snoring.
Harshnag snoring. Shall we scare him? Do a little... Red Leg looks at everyone. Yeah, no. Let's not scare him. That would be a bad idea.
It doesn't seem like the kind of guy to love a practical joke.
Boo!
and
I think we skulk forward, and when Red's sort of near the doorway, he'll just say, Harshnag! And sort of knock fruitlessly on the stone wall, which makes no sound whatsoever.
Just like a click, click, click.
Hashi?
You see your friend Harshnag reclined on one of these long stone benches, and as you call out to him, his eyes open and he looks at you. Red-handed Robin.
Yeah!
Hey!
You remember!
Oh, he sits up and stretches this big... big giant stretch. It's been a long time since you've seen Harshnag, but it seems like he's made quite a comfortable space for himself here during the time that you've been gone. It's been like, what, 6-10 day or something? The bare stone furnishings are covered with throws made from animal fur. There's a mostly finished tapestry strung from some huge wooden frame off to one side. Looks like he's been doing some weaving.
Hopefully, it was pretty uneventful.
I apprehended 6 giants who made their pilgrimage here to the Eye of the All-Father.
Wow.
Wow.
And defeated them in single combat.
Nice.
Okay. Well done.
I can't say I'm surprised, but I'm always impressed. My goodness.
Thank you, Doran.
Did they have any cool magic items on them?
I'm sorry. I disposed of their bodies.
And I look down at the pile of bones picked clean. Oh my god, Harshnag!
I dumped them into the crevasse outside. Though I did keep these teeth. He rummages through a pocket in his vest.
Sure.
Frost giant clothes. And he pulls out a handful of giant teeth.
Whoa!
Wow.
Could I have one?
One of these teeth?
Yes!
He kind of rummages through them with a giant finger. Frost giant, stone giant. This one is from the fire giant, and this one nearly bested me. Cloud giant.
He's got a whole collection.
It was lucky I had the element of surprise.
Why did you take the teeth?
He points at the white dragon skull helm on his head. I tend to like to keep trophies. It helps me remember. If you like, I will part with one.
Thank you! Red runs up and grabs one.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow. Look, guys! Like, no one's
it's
impressed.
Like a big fishbowl size.
I wouldn't put that on my head if I were you.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna use it for other things.
I feel like it's like... got flat, skin still attached to the side of it,
strands of flesh are just kind of dangling from it.
Piece of kind of a half dried nerve.
It'd probably be
out.
The size of like a goblet, not a dinner plate. That'd be too big, I think, right? Because they're not,
dude.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
I'm just standing up. So cloud giants are the second tallest of them all.
Yeah.
You'd come to about just below their knee.
Yeah.
As like a tall human.
So if that means a human's this big holding a tooth, yeah, it would still probably be like the size of like, I'm thinking like a goblet. You know what I mean? Like maybe tall, but like a goblet. Wow. Thanks, Harshnag. This is so cool. And Red tucks it away into the bag of holding.
What will you do with it, Red?
I might make some arrowheads with it.
You might be able to grind it up into something.
Something else cool.
Something of use. I don't know.
Like bone meal to grow crops.
Maybe.
Yeah, like in Minecraft.
I'm curious, though, Harshnag. And Doran kind of looks out the door of the room. And he says, what were they here for that you had to defeat them? Like, did they threaten you or were they coming for something?
I imagine they came for much the same reason that you did. To speak with the Oracle. To understand about the Ordning. And maybe to learn what could be done such that they might be placed atop it.
That's the placing atop it.
Speaking of, we did manage to bring everything the Oracle requested. So maybe it's a good idea to see them as soon as possible, just to get that out of the way.
You've been gone for so long, Jack, and in such a hurry.
This is Harshnag, Jack. Don't you want to hear his stories and look at all the cool things he's collected?
More so, I'm interested in hearing about how your missions went. How were the interactions with the barbarian tribes?
Mixed.
What will they do now that they are missing their artifacts?
Oh.
Well.
We didn't think that far ahead. probably scour the countryside and burn a lot of villages, but...
Well, I don't know about that. There's some of them that I don't even think they're aware they have an artifact. Or that it's missing. I mean, the tiger and the lion tribes?
Like, Barone as well, I don't know that it's probably going to take them a while to figure out that something's missing, if they ever do. It didn't seem like a very well-frequented place.
Yeah, true.
Sky Pony... was overrun by stone giants, and so, you know, it
that's
got pretty,
right.
pretty wrecked pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shrimp tribe let us have theirs.
The great worm.
The shrimp tribe. No, it was a shrimp.
The shrimp. No, it's not the shrimp tribe. That's not one of them.
There was definitely a shrimp involved, Jack. Trust me on this.
Don't.
And every time they say Sky Pony, Doran kind of shoots a look over at Kraloth.
Why are you looking at me, Doran?
Oh, nothing. I'm with Jack though. I think we should get these artifacts off our hands. I mean,
all right, fine.
Well, you know,
they're taking up a lot of inventory space. We've been lugging them.
They're really not, but
yeah,
you're not wrong.
How did you manage to carry them all?
Oh, we got a portable hole from Jack's mum.
And a bag of holding that holds all of our other shit.
Yeah, we got
he
a
looks over
at
Red.
Yeah, we got that a long time ago.
All the sorts of shit that we collect. And Doran picks up the tooth and like shoves it into the bag of holding.
Well, I suppose if you're in a hurry.
Well, I don't think that we're necessarily in a hurry, but I think that we would like to, you know, get this part done, get that leg of the journey over with, and then we can celebrate. I'll cook up a nice feast and everybody will be happy. We'll make some music. It'll be great. But yeah, let's take care of this first so that it's off our hands. That's what I'm feeling.
All right.
Unless, what happens if, everything goes to hell when we give the Oracle these artifacts? What happens if she says, you know, you have to go on a mission right now and we don't get a chance to stop and have a drink of wine?
Oh, there's always time for a drink of wine.
Thanks, Harshnag, for protecting this place, by the way.
Yeah.
It was really nice of you. You didn't have to.
Yeah.
Well, I admit it was partly out of my own interests. Being that I knew it would be irresistible to other giants.
Yeah.
However, I'm ready for the next chapter.
Me too.
Perhaps our paths will not have to separate immediately. And he stands up, stretches, and starts digging underneath this stone bench. You hear the clatter of metal and stone, and he withdraws the frost giant thing.
Thing?
What is it?
Thank you once again to our wonderful Patreon supporters, Heather Nichols, Alexander Reed, Merlin, Christopher Ryan Evans, Mitchell Cadwell, Colin Burkhart, K.R., Kelly McLysott, Creature, Michelle Conn, Melanie Shen, Maggie Breeze, Stephen Lovett, Brian Blass, Lars, Gray, Bryn Marie, Daniel, Tara, Doug, Mari Kaniski, and Michael and Brianna Weber. See you soon!
Be great to write a song called The Spider. Oh, there's a song called The Spider.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.